Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Joining us now is Peter Bukowski for the Locked On Packers podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Peter_Bukowski. Peter, how would you grade those two guys a couple years later here after a couple of seasons, Quay Walker and Devontae Wyatt?
I think it's pretty telling that one of the biggest needs that the Packers have going into this offseason is at linebacker. I think that tells you a lot about the development of Quay Walker and what we have and haven't seen. Yeah, you do need two. Probably, but it would be really nice to just have one. You'd feel really much better about where the linebacker room was when you were like, okay, cool, no doubt this is a guy. Remember when Devondre Campbell had that all-pro season in 2021? We were like, hey, great, they've got a guy. And you kind of can just put anybody next to him and feel okay about it. I would feel much better about where Devontae Wyatt is when you look at some of the pass rush numbers. Like, he was one of the more disruptive interior pass rushers in the league last year. Run defense still leaves something to be desired. But when he was drafted, I mean, I don't know if you remember this, but Jerry Montgomery did, they let the coaches talk, and you'll notice they did not let the coaches talk this year. Jerry Montgomery told us in the pre-draft, hey, we want a three technique who can penetrate and rush the passer. They told us they wanted to draft someone exactly like Devontae Wyatt. And that's what they've given him. I think the problem is, they drafted Quay Walker to play a different way. They drafted Quay Walker going, this guy can fundamentally alter the way that we play football. And that just did not turn out to be the case. It was unfair to do. And history tells us the league is pretty bad at ordering linebackers. Like, they're not much better in the first versus the second versus the third versus the fourth round at drafting these guys. And it's why, from a process standpoint, I just didn't like that pick. And in retrospect, it would have been much better to me to say, okay, at 22, take Devontae Wyatt. At 20, was it 28, they took Wyatt. Take Christian Watson at 28, and then have both of the second-round picks that they used to trade up for Christian Watson. I think that probably would have put you in a better place from a team-building standpoint, and you wouldn't still need a linebacker, potentially.
Okay, so we were just talking about this before you came on. They need to draft another linebacker, obviously. They're going to have McDuffie, who obviously played for Halfley at Boston College and can be that guy that knows the defense. But you still need another guy. So for you, what type of traits are important to you? Because there's been some talk about, I don't know if we really want Quay Walker calling the defense, don't have him thinking too much. So maybe you're looking for a smarter type guy that can call the defense. Maybe you give up some other things along the way. What are you looking for traits-wise for the guy that plays next to Quay Walker?
I think it's so tough because it depends on what your evaluation of Quay Walker is in the building. And if they think he can be the green dot, if they think he can play the mic, then I think, you know, someone like Adrian Cooper is a great fit. These are connected questions to me because I'm not basing who I would take at linebacker off of Quay Walker. I just don't think he showed enough for me to feel like that's necessary. That's why I think someone like Adrian Cooper makes a lot of sense because he is everything they wanted Quay Walker to be and actually showed it in ways that I didn't think, at least on tape, Quay Walker did at Georgia, and we haven't really seen in the NFL. In a perfect world, Quay Walker is a run-and-chase off-ball linebacker, not someone who's gonna be the mic and call your defense and read everything out and get everyone lined up. That's just not where his skill set is. That's not what he was drafted to do. That was Devondre Campbell's job when he was drafted. I just don't know if that guy exists in this draft. That also makes sense for the Packers because I don't think Junior Colson fits athletically, not just what the Packers are looking for, but what I would look for in a linebacker. I did not see someone who jumped off the tape athletically or instinctually. If you're not a great athlete in the NFL at linebacker, you better have great instincts. I didn't think Junior Colson was either one of those guys, and we're talking about a guy who's potentially going to be a top 50 pick. Like, that's just a hard path for me. So I would be looking in the third round at someone who I think can develop into a Mike linebacker in a perfect world, just because that position is a little more important. But if the best they can do is another run and chase linebacker, that's fine, because again, I don't think you use Quay Walker as a building block to say, okay, who best complements him? Like, I just don't think that's the right way to play this right now, because he just hasn't shown enough.
Makes sense. Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers. Follow him on Twitter at Peter_Bukowski. All right, let's talk about pick 25. We saw Schrager's mock. We saw Jeremiah's mock. They both have him taking DeJean. I'm kind of getting settled into the fact that they're going to take DeJean possibly. I'm not a huge fan of him at corner. I'd rather have him at safety. I don't really want him at all, to be honest with you. At 25, do you have a guy or two that you would like to see the Packers take?
All right, so let's set Cooper DeJean aside, although if you'll allow me, I will at a later date if you want, sell you on him or a later time. But there are a couple guys that I really like at 25 that make sense for the Packers. If this smoke on Zach Tom is real, then I would all day be into someone like Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma. I know that he's a little taller. Brian Gutekunst said, look, we like guys who can play multiple positions. I don't know that Tyler Guyton can be a guard. But he hits every athletic checkpoint that they tend to like. Agilities, and it's just rare that a guy that tall, 6'7" and a half, and he's 322, I think, would have those kinds of movement skills. I would say that is the kind of guy who I'm betting on the upside. I think he's definitely worth a 25th pick. If we're going to go off the board a little bit, someone that I've been talking about ad nauseum, seemingly, on Locked On Packers and on Twitter, is Kingsley Suamataia from BYU. I'm projected right now to go in the 40s. Brian Gutekunst has never been afraid to say, hey, we like these guys. We don't care what you think. He's 21. He hits all of the athletic.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Checkpoints that you look for, and he's 6'4" and a half, 326, so he's right in that range. He's a little heavier than the Packers probably would in a perfect world like at a tackle, but then he can be a guard if he can't hang at a tackle, and that's exactly what they're looking for in these sorts of players. He's got that sort of like modern day Brian Bulaga feel to him. That makes a lot of sense. And then one I've come to a little late in the process is Chop Robinson. I know that they just took Lucas Van Ness, but Chop could not be a more different kind of player. Under 6'3", but he's 254 and has the quickest first step I have ever seen. And I know that Brian Gutekunst said he likes bigger, stronger, faster. Well, he's got the faster part. And if you're gonna pick a little bit of an outlier, you better be like the outlier of all outliers in other ways, and that's what Chop Robinson is. His first step quickness, his 10-yard split is all-time great, and it shows up on tape. He converts speed to power. He wrecked the Iowa game for Penn State. The J.J. McCarthy discussion, they threw the ball 8 times against Penn State, Michigan did. Yeah, that's because Chop Robinson, they couldn't block him. On the first pass of that game, Chop Robinson absolutely dusts the Michigan right tackle. He destroys J.J. McCarthy as he gets rid of the ball, and Michigan said, "Nah, we're good. Like, we'll just run it, and we'll be fine." And you can say, okay, he's smaller than Brian Gutekunst tends to like. That's true, but look at the Robert Saleh defenses. They had D. Ford in San Francisco. He was awesome for San Francisco. Then in New York, Bryce Huff just got a bazillion dollars on the free agent market. It was excellent for Robert Saleh. And then they traded, after losing Bryce Huff, they traded for Hassan Reddick, who's an undersized designated pass rusher type. The Texans just traded quarterback money in draft capital terms for Will Anderson, who's 6'2 and change, 250, almost exactly the same as Chop Robinson. These guys work in this defense because this defense is predicated on getting into the backfield and creating disruption. Chop Robinson can do that. He is someone who I think makes a ton of sense. I'm higher on him than I think some other people are. I can't get over the idea that he is exactly like guys that have been awesome in this solid defense. And if that's what they're going to run, he's different than anything else the Packers have too. I love the complementary skill set that could bring for them.
Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers podcast, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily at 1250 AM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. What about Latu, the edge rusher from UCLA? Mm-hmm. They both, Schrager and Jeremiah, have him falling past the Packers. He's falling because of that neck issue and how he's checking out with his medicals. I loved him at UCLA. What do you think of him?
I think he's a really intriguing player, but he's also 23.
He's older.
And he has that neck injury. I also think it was funny to me because if you watch him in 2022, he looks skinny. And then he looks bigger in his upper body in 2023, and I couldn't figure out why. And then I realized it's because he's wearing a long-sleeve T-shirt. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's why he looks bigger, because he's wearing a baggy long-sleeve tee. I was like, is there 10% of that was specifically designed to make him look bigger? I really think that was part of it. The medicals are scary. And when have the Packers taken one of these guys that we hear about in the pre-draft that has a medical question?
Ted did it all the time.
It just doesn't happen very much. You probably have to go back to like
Dayto Jones, Justin Harrell. I mean, you could go through the laundry list of Ted Thompson picks that were hurt prior to him being drafted.
Yeah, but not like the, hey, he's got a degenerative knee issue, or like, this is like serious stuff.
It is.
That he's dealing with. He had to medically retire. And so that's a different level. I felt like, I don't remember where you were on Miles Jack, but like everyone said, he's going to be out of the league in 6 or 8 years. And guess what? He's out of the league in 6 or 8 years. And the Packers had a chance in the second round to draft him, and they said, "Nah, well, we're good." And they haven't had a good linebacker since. It doesn't matter. They're just like, we're just not going to take those kinds of guys. So I would be pretty surprised. But look, no one could block him last year, so that would certainly be in keeping with a defense like this prioritizing the pass rush.
All right, I got one more for you, and that is cornerback, because you haven't brought up a single cornerback in this conversation about guys at 25 like Kool-Aid McKinstry. I like Wiggins a lot. I know the Packers are going to say he's too slender and not big enough. I get it. But what about quarterback at 25? Because I think if I was a betting man, I would bet corner at 25.
I really like Cooper DeJean. And I think if the Packers are going to be a cover three team that plays man coverage on third down, on high leverage moments, and on fourth down in the red zone, that is where you want Cooper DeJean. I think he can hang it outside corner in a situation like that. But I think he's better, ideally, with his eyes to the quarterback in just about every situation. I think he is, of the guys in this class, the perfect safety for Green Bay. Brian Green said the other day that they want a safety, not to compliment Xavier McKinney, but who does everything Xavier McKinney does too. He can play in the box. He can play deep. He can play in the slot. He can play everywhere. And there's like three guys in this class who can say that. Javon Bullard from Georgia, Cooper DeJean, and then you're really projecting anybody else.
I love Hicks. Hicks from Washington State. I like him.
He ran faster than I thought. I don't think he's that fast on tape. I think Washington State told us what they think he is when they let him play linebacker most of the time.
They did.
I think that's probably wish casting a little bit to think he can play deep or in the slot against NFL receivers. But I'm willing to be proven wrong because his movement skills say he can. So that's a tough one for me. I'm not as high on him as other people are, but it's just like a tough one to figure out for me too. So I'll admit the blind spot there. Corners, I think there are three in this class I love. Quinion Mitchell is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He's the best corner in the class to me. Man coverage, zone coverage, ball skills, tenacity. If you're going to trade up for a corner in this class, that's the guy that I would be moving up for. Nate Wiggins, I'm with you. Man, he's 20 years old. He runs 4.2, and I know that he was 173 at the combine. He said he was sick. He ran at his pro day, I think he was 182 at his pro day, 183, was listed at 185. If the Packers, remember they did this game read, they said, can you get to 190 or 195? And he said yes, and then did.
Yep.
I wonder if they're like, hey, Nate, if you get here, can you get to 190? And if he says yes, they're like, okay, cool. I think it would have behooved him to say, rather than be 173 at the combine, say I'm sick and I'm just running at his pro day, and he ran at 185 and ran 4.35. I think that would have been better for his draft stock, frankly. But that's not what happened. So I love him there. Then Kool-Aid McKinstry is another one that I really like. I'd be pretty surprised about that. The Jones fracture. I'm sure they had him in to see James Andrews and go through whatever testing they can go through to figure out if that's going to be a thing, but to not have a full battery of tests, it would be the first time in the Brian Gutekunst era that they drafted someone in the first round who did not have a full athletic profile or something approximating it. So I think that's a lot of risk. I think if he falls to 41, though, that's a home run. If they can get their tackle at 25 and Kool-Aid falls to 41, it, like, cancel the rest of the draft. Like, Brian Gutekunst can go play golf at that point because they're set.
He is Peter Bukowski. I told you, he's highly entertaining. Locked On Packers, great podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Peter_Bukowski. You may not agree with everything he says, but he'll go back and forth with you on social media. He has no problem doing that.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.